Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Where's Yuzi? It's Friday.
Looking forward to the weekend. Come on, get up and rock out.
Yeah.
This is how.
This is how we do it.
La, 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 la.
This is for your boy Rudy here.
Master!
Should we just skip it? Where's Vinny?
Yeah, he's not even in here. I think he's in the bathroom.
He's hanging out in
the... All
right.
Hoes!
Rain on them hoes!
Hoes!
Rain on them hoes!
Hoes!
That's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks. I'm coming. Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
Look at Rudy dancing.
No, we did something dangerous. Oh, Vinny's here.
All right, here's Vinny.
No, we did something.
Nice.
Hey,
no,
you,
don't
what
do,
do
it.
You say?
You ruin it every
something
time.
Something beautiful is headed your way. Master. Master. Master of puppets and pulling your strings.
It loses all fear factor when you do that.
It's not over.
To show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. I'm living out in L.A.
Oh.
And Wednesday to Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Gonna make you sweat. Gonna make you groove. Ah, child, when you shake that thing, gon' make you burn, gon' make you sting. My wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done.
Sing it.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. No. Oh, yeah. That felt good.
Oh, that's it? Yeah. Cito. Sing
Come
it, Rudy.
Rudy.
This is for you, Rudy.
Get it, Rudy.
Come on, Rudy.
Despacito. Yeah.
Yeah, you see that? You see that body roll? That's a body roll right there.
That's nice. That's pretty good. I can't do that.
All right. You got a body roll.
Yeah. Turn it up. Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Rudy's getting all sexy with
it.
I hope you're watching this on the Looking Glass, man.
I'm feeling fluid today.
Yeah. That body roll thing really got you rocking.
Yeah, it's my go-to move.
Yeah, like I mean, seven songs.
That is.
Well, no, you didn't see the body roll, Vinny.
Oh yeah, look at the body roll. Look, look, look.
They call this the cinnamon roll.
Right there. Oh, yeah. That's actually quite a move.
You gotta unroll it.
Boy, you really need some dark for that one.
Very dark.
It is far too bright in that room.
Oh my God. At least they're just flossing. It's okay.
I can't do it for long.
You don't need rhythm for that move. That's okay. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Is this what happens on Fridays?
Yeah.
That's all we do.
Come on, man.
We don't even do a show. We just keep dancing.
Yeah, we just dance and sing.
Can we just do the movie reviews on Fridays now? This is coming on Thursdays.
No.
To end of the regular show. She doesn't like it when we peak for the week on Friday. We like to peak early.
You guys are speaking of that, right?
It's a whole nother thing.
Oh, yeah, we got one more song. The most important of them all.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yay.
What's the most
important? Try to have a happy Friday. Don't
you know what it is. It's our intro, bro. It's our intro.
Oh, that's what I thought.
I'm sweating now.
Yeah, it feels good.
Peak for the week.
What? Oh, pinata. Yeah.
Turn.
Who man?
Thank you.
Who man?
Who man?
Body roll.
Before we get to the movie review, everyone, we put up an Instagram post of Rudy on the Al973 Instagram.
What's he doing?
He is posing with Yuzette and Bryn.
Just posing.
Because Rudy has a humongous comedy show coming up over Thanksgiving.
They're not talking about the jewelry.
Where is it going to be?
I'm going to be at the Punchline right here in San Francisco Wednesday, the 21st, skipping Thanksgiving, and then the 23rd and the 24th at the Punchline with my buddy Frankie Quinones.
Nice.
This is a good time. 5 shows. Come on out.
You hadn't done the Punchline here yet.
I had done it before, but not to this capacity where we're going to be there the entire weekend.
All right.
So, yeah, it's going to be a blast. But this weekend, I'm going to be in Oxnard, Levity Live, if anybody wants to go out there and check that out.
Oxnard,
yeah.
You know, that's not too far from the big fires.
I know.
Watch out. I know, yeah. We're all worried about you.
Oh, man.
The down south ones, I should
crazy,
say.
Crazy story.
Everyone go to the Al973 Instagram, like it, leave a comment.
Please.
All Thank right, you. Here's your review of The Girl in the Spider's Web.
Ooh.
And this film stars Claire Foy as Lisbeth Salander.
Yes.
So, Claire Foy is the chick from The Crown. And if you saw First Man, she also plays Lance Armstrong's wife. So, in the first Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, we learn who Lisbeth is. In the movies. We're not talking about the books, only the movies. The second, we get to meet Elizabeth's demonic father. The third film, we meet her maniac brother. And in this fourth film, we meet Elizabeth's psychotic sister.
The crazy family.
Who, like Elizabeth's father and brother, want to kill Elizabeth in a slow, punishing way.
Mm. They're a tough family.
It's a tough family, yeah. It's going to be hard at Thanksgiving with them. It's going to be tough.
Thank God that's not your family.
They destroy that turkey.
So before we get into the review, I need to give you a bit of context. This book series was written by a guy named Stieg Larsson. Stieg is dead, everyone.
Right.
He died of a heart attack after climbing some stairs. Stieg completed 3 full books. The fourth book that this film is based on was found on his computer, and it was 3/4 finished. The guy who wrote the book that this film is based on is a completely different guy.
Yes.
His name is David. Anyway, David now wrote a 5th book, and that book's going to be called The Girl Who Takes an Eye for an Eye.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
All right, are we all caught up?
Okay.
Think we got it.
So, Rudy, let's start with the most obvious question. Claire Foy.
Right.
Did she pull it? Was she as good as Noomi Rapace?
So here's the thing. First of all, Noomi Rapace, I didn't watch the Swedish version.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, I didn't see the Swedish version.
That's the one to watch.
Yeah, I saw
the original one with Rooney Mara, who was phenomenal. So my comparison is to Rooney. And look, Claire Foy was great. I thought she really pulled it off. I thought, you know, this was a soft reboot of that original movie. So I thought that she gave it, you know, her own twist. But when in comparison to Rooney Mara, it's not the same. It doesn't really stack up. I think it has a lot to do also with the movie itself is so much more complex than the original one. It's almost 3 hours long versus this one that's a little bit, you know, under 2 hours. But I just feel like there was more complexities in the character and Lizbeth's character in the first one. So, you know, Claire
with
Foy.
Rooney?
Yeah, with Rooney. Claire Foy, although she did well and she pulled it off, in comparison to Rooney Mara, it's not the same.
Well, I'll answer my own question. I don't think Claire Foy was as good as Noomi Rapace either.
Okay.
So she's got the bronze medal. Out of the three, she's in third place.
Third place. That sounds
fair. Do you agree with me that Noomi Rapace is the best one? And then
she's the best.
Rooney
Hell,
Mara after
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
like far below. Like Noomi
yeah.
is to
Noomi's
me she'll
one,
always
yeah.
be.
So we'll give Noomi Elizabeth. The gold.
That's going to be the gold one.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
should watch him. They're
as soon
they're
as
excellent.
I said Swedish, like he's really started convulsing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was like, he's not wanting me to read all the novels. He was like, "Can you read all the books too?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll knock that out and get every single book."
You'll love
them.
They're
great
they're
books.
Great.
I know.
Absolutely
he was very adamant
great.
About it. Extremely.
So I wasn't going to mention this, but and this is so stupid, but the New York Times. Wrote an article about it, so I was like, all right, well, then I'm going to mention it, too, because it stuck out to me. The dragon tattoo on Claire Foy's back compared to the dragon tattoo on Noomi's back. Which is better?
Well, considering the fact that I didn't see
Noomi,
I'm
going
to have to go with Claire Foy on this.
Or how about
I have no choice.
How about Mara Rooney? How was her...
I'm like a traditionalist, so the original one is always going to be the one that stands out
yeah.
to me. So I gotta rock with Rooney Mara on this one.
Was this one goofy with googly eyes and like little teeny wings and big fat body?
I know, right?
It
no.
just wasn't menacing.
Yeah,
it didn't feel menacing.
Just, it was kind of like the a dragon tattoo that like a girl on Spring Break would have.
Yeah, like a lower back dragon tattoo.
Yeah, you know? It was kind of a tramp stampy one, but it was
yeah, right.
It was like the shoulder, but it wasn't. Like the whole back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like you get it on a drunken weekend in Albuquerque or something like that. Like let's get tattoos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the one Noomi had was like a demon.
Yeah.
Like a
right.
demon on her back.
Right.
And you're like, it was menacing. This one, you're like, oh, that's it?
No, that's cute.
Yeah, it's
that's
a cute little, but it's not menacing.
But again, I think
it's
part
like
of
Barney the dinosaur.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's like a Barney tattoo.
Part of the reason is because it's a soft reboot, and you know they went out of their way to make this version less complex. So I think that kind of touched all aspects of the movie, from you know the storyline to the
yeah.
characters to even the tattoos.
Right.
They just wanted to make it more simple.
Mm.
Okay, so if you want to, I know this is the time for female empowerment, female leads, female heroes, female everything. Hashtag me too. If you want a female empowerment film, is this the one to see?
I mean, yes, because she's kicking ass left and right. Like, she's avenging all battered women, and she's exacting all the women that have been wronged by these guys. And I know that's been the theme from early on. You know,
yeah.
she was a badass from the very beginning. But this one in particular, I think maybe because just the climate that we're living in right now, it really stood out that she was going after bad guys.
Do you think-
you know, guys that deserve to be, you know...
Annihilated
and taken care of.
Is it better than, in terms of female empowerment, better than Erin Brockovich?
Well, that's, wow. I mean, that's an interesting question because, you know, Erin
Brockovich,
you're talking about two different types of approaches.
All right,
know?
How about Alien?
Yeah, she was more badass. Yeah, she was more badass than Alien. She
no
was.
No.
Yeah, she was.
What?
Yes, yeah, she was.
More
he's
badass
crazy.
Than Ripley?
He's losing
yes.
it right
no,
now.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, when you watch this movie, the things that Claire Foy does, the things that Lizbeth Sandler does, or Sandalara, what's her last name?
Let's go Sandler.
Let's go Sandler.
Lizbeth Sandler.
This is Adam Sandler's cousin right here doing this.
Not winning right now.
Whatever her last name is. Isla Sandler. No, dude, she is exacting her vengeance. I mean, she's calculating. She's flipping dudes upside down. She's kicking ass left and right. You got to give it to her.
So this movie has 47% of Rotten Tomatoes. Critics are saying they were bored. Were you bored watching this?
You know, honestly, Hooman, I was a little bit bored.
There it is, everyone.
That's true. I'm just giving you the facts.
Were you bored, Hooman?
I wasn't bored.
But it's so eerie. Man, they make Sweden look horrible in these movies. Like, you see these movies and you're like, I never want to go to Sweden. It's just so
scary. Place.
Scary, it's miserable, everyone's getting killed. There's no cops anywhere, ever.
A lot of pointy buildings.
Like, you're like, where is everyone? It's just snow and trees.
It's a desolate
and it's gray.
Winterscape.
And
I loved that about the books, though. The way they described all the scenes actually made the book... more scary, but also really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you think?
Yeah,
like,
I did.
Away from what we're used to.
Right.
In every way, almost.
Right.
Look,
remote feeling.
I got to say this, though. I hear what you guys are saying, and I see you guys are all in agreement here, But until you watch this soft reboot,
I'm not going to be watching this.
That's what I'm saying. When you watch this soft reboot, and I'm trying to put the emphasis on, you know, it's soft.
Yeah.
It's a flaccid reboot, basically. Okay.
Oh.
And you guys are going to be. I think you're going to be disappointed because I see how into you are into the books. You're like totally into the books and the original movies and stuff. Yeah. This one is going to disappoint you.
Mm. Sum it all up. Let me just say this: compared to the first Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, number four is far inferior. I enjoyed it. But, and it wasn't boring to me. I don't know. It just wasn't as, like, I guess because you know what to expect, and they didn't do anything groundbreaking. I have a new girlfriend in the film.
Oh,
I just
want to
give her a shout out. I've never heard of her, but I couldn't. Every time she was on the screen, I leaned over to Rudy like 40 times going, that's my girlfriend.
Yeah, this guy, he had his eyeballs popping out.
Is it the girl with the blonde hair and no eyebrows?
No, that's her sister. That's the demonic sister. Yeah. There's no way you could be into her. She's just evil.
I was kind of into that. I was feeling her.
I like the head of the Swedish.
I like girls with no eyebrows.
CIA. Her name is Sinove Lund.
Mm.
Oh.
I sent Bryn the email to look her up so you can see how beautiful she is.
Yeah, he was totally into her. Every time she'd be on screen, he's like leaning over to grab my icy, trying to drink my icy.
She's older lady? Older lady, fake boobs, blonde hair?
I wouldn't say an
older lady. I'd say a mature woman. She's a mature woman.
The film isn't amazing, but it held my attention. I'm giving it 3 Persian rugs.
Oh.
You kind of understand where I'm coming from. I'm giving this 2 pinatas.
Oh, man.
I'm giving it 2
full
pinatas.
Of what?
Full of the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, because that's the one that
Heidi
that you want to go off of.
Yeah, she does look like Heidi Klum.
Yeah, Hooman was loving her. He was like,
you're calling
all
her
over.
Like a mom type, though?
Like a badass CEO mom.
Oh,
you know?
All right.
Like she's out there, she's making moves and pudding.
She looks like a badass.
She looks
supermodel.
Like a supermodel to me, right. But okay.
Well, they kind of, you know, again, this movie like kind of made things a little more simple. So they made her look a little more simple in the movie as well.
I see.
All right.
So 2 pinatas on my end. I just wasn't moved by it. The original, you know, blows it out of the water. But
look
it was
at her
still fun.
Chin line, my God. Right?
You don't love her?
No, she's a supermodel. Yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
And she didn't look like that in the movie either.
She didn't?
She's fabulous looking.
No.
Yeah.
She is, isn't she?
I'm into her.
Thank you.
Like we're all mesmerized right now.
Strong.
Staring.
We can't stop. It's like when I was doing my body roll earlier. Like,
yeah, I was mesmerized.
Vinny made eye contact with me. I know he got nervous.
Yeah. I did.
He saw the cinnamon roll happening over here.
Yeah. No, it was... It affected us all.
It was
pretty
mesmerizing.
Hot, dude.
You know, what can I say, man? I comb my hair today.
Look, I actually don't know if we can handle you being here on Fridays for the montage.
Right? Everybody's still sweating over
no,
my
performance.
No,
you're the only one sweating. The rest of us, I don't know. We know how to keep it to a minimum.
Right.
Say the way you move, gonna make you swag, gonna make you groove.
Let's see that roll.
Come on, let's see it. Oh boy.
Dear Lord.
Child, when you shake that thing, gonna make you burn, gonna make you sting.
Snap.
Oh, here he goes. Oh boy. Oh. Oh, he's even serving up a platter. Oh my God.
I call that one the presentation.
That's
my move.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll be doing that for 30 minutes at a time at the punchline. Just
all
doing
right.
Body rolls.
Yeah.
Just doing body rolls for 30 minutes.
Straight. I like it. All right, yeah, so please take a second here and do your next couple shows. Let us know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be in L.A. and in Vegas this next week, but the following week, again, I'll be at the Punchline with Frankie Quinones and Chris Estrada Wednesday the 21st. Friday,
the night before Thanksgiving.
The night before Thanksgiving. Mm. Then we're skipping Thanksgiving because we got to get our turkey. And then Friday the 23rd, Saturday the 24th. 5 shows total.
That's great.
It's going to be awesome.
Good for you.
It's going to be phenomenal. Frankie Quinones is going to be out there doing his cholo
fit
thing.
That's the guy you tour with,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're on tour right now. So if you want to get tickets, go to RudyOrtiz.com or SF Punchline. Get
all
those
right.
tickets.
Rudy, our friend Rudy.
Thank you,
great
guys.
Job.
You guys are phenomenal.
Hooman. What can I
Thank
say?
You.
You always bring it.
Next week is the Harry Potter movie.
Oh, the Crimes Fantastic of the Grindelwald Beast, or whatever it is.
Yeah, with Johnny Depp. Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't drop Johnny.
Don't drop Johnny. All right, great job, you guys. Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is smoky and hazy out the window in downtown San Francisco. I can see that the sun is for sure up, but it's... Definitely got a haze over it. I just spent about 5 minutes during the break talking to Vinny.
Uh-huh.
And,
then
I looked over and he had his headphones on the whole time.
Oh.
I was like, oh, he wasn't. I was like, oh, he's not. And I went, oh, He's got his headphones on. I was like, talking about the girl with the dragon tattoo, because I saw a couple of texts up here about it. So I'm like, oh man, Noomi Rapace, and she lived for a year in Sweden, and going on about it. And then I stopped talking, and he just didn't. There was no reaction, so I moved my head slightly, and I could see because he was behind the computer. I'm like, oh. So I just talked for 5 minutes about.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be.
I'm a big fan of the tattoo books.
I know, certainly. But it was just so funny because I looked over. I'm like, it's probably for the best. Blah 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 blah. All right, here's some blah 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 from Vinny. It's the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley.
Here's what's happening. I want to begin with something you just mentioned, which is the smoke smell.
Yeah.
There are school closures in the North Bay, so I don't have the whole list. You can check on that before you leave the house this morning if you haven't already left.
Someone said they got a call from Santa Rosa.
Sonoma schools. Has also had some closures. So check on that if it's not too late.
Right. If you can. They were saying set your air conditioner to recirculate instead of pull air in from outside.
The air quality is awful. I don't know why this story had to bang on Beijing, but smoke pours into the Bay Area and air quality is unhealthy as Beijing.
Oh.
I don't know that all of us know.
I guess that's just sort of indicative of how bad the air is there all the time. That's horrifying.
Yeah, it is.
So the air doesn't just stay there, you know? It gets moved all over the world.
Air quality advisory's been issued through the day today. The fires, obviously, we've already reported this right as the show opened. Paradise, California has been destroyed, basically.
It's up near Chico.
Many ran for it to escape the fast-moving wildfire. And they say, actually, it was on KCBS, the fire earlier this morning I'd heard it hadn't moved into Chico, and then just now I heard on KCBS it was starting that way. So
really? This
is really bad news, as we've also got reports of fires in Southern California as well. So probably not a day. Take a day off your running. If that's a situation you're lucky enough to be in, you're lucky.
Right.
That's all you're dealing with today, because many lost their homes. Mm. All right. I also wanted to clean up a story I did earlier about the shooting from Wednesday night at Borderline Club. I'd mentioned that some of the people in the club on Wednesday night had also been at the shooting in Las Vegas. So apparently, survivors of the Las Vegas shooting had been using that bar as a place to meet in recent months.
Oh, my God.
So it wasn't just one guy, because one among the dead was a person who'd survived the Las Vegas shooting. But there were many people there who'd been at
the
Vegas shooting.
That is so beyond traumatizing. The mental harm that, I mean, not that there wasn't going to be tons of that anyway, but to have survived one mass shooting and then to be in the middle of yet another.
One survivor named Nicholas said the group of them were at the venue on Wednesday. Mm. It's the second time in a year and a month that this has happened.
To them specifically.
Right.
Unbelievable.
It's a big thing for us. We're all a big family and unfortunately got hit twice. Another one was saying, Borderline was our safe space.
Do we still not really have any idea why this guy targeted that particular place or
location?
Yeah.
Well,
I read
a few different stories this morning on the internet that he was bullied in school, and they believe that some of those, he was a loner at that bar. He would just go get a beer and hang out at the, you know, at the bar. Uh-huh. And he knew some of these people. And I think one of the articles I read that he knew some of these people, and some of these people had bullied him because he had a lazy eye.
I don't know. I hadn't heard that. I did hear a report that he'd had aggressive behavior before even joining the Marines.
Yeah.
So that the PTSD is not what caused him to do this, but I'm sure it didn't help
Right.
whatever he'd... There'd been professionals called into this man's life, though, multiple times to evaluate him because he'd shown extremely aggressive behavior in other ways. And the neighborhood, like I said, there were people in the neighborhood who said, it sounds like someone's tearing that house down inside there. Mm-hmm. And it was that dude smashing the walls in his own house. And the mom apparently had to put up with this behavior because mm-hmm. she didn't know where else to send him.
One neighbor said that. A reporter asked, did you suspect that there were guns in the house? He said, I did because I heard a gunshot.
Oh, my God.
TMZ, oh, I was thinking when you were talking to me, there's something I was going to tell you. TMZ was reporting that he was on Instagram during the shootings.
Yes. That they found that when they immediately went to this guy's house and started tearing through, they found that stuff. They asked Instagram to take down his account, but there are people who've screen captured some of his stories. He was doing the live stories. Mm-hmm. I read that this morning as well.
Great.
I know.
Well, anyway, that's the latest. I'd mentioned that some of the survivors of the Las Vegas shooting had been in this club, and someone wrote in and said, that guy didn't live. And I guess I didn't do a good enough job the first time I did the story. This group of people that survived it were there. One of them did not. You're right. That person. And the parents are so distraught, and obviously they're in the news today as well. I just flipped the page, but my son
parents.
Was in Las Vegas with a lot of his friends, and he came home. He didn't come home last night.
Oh, my God.
I don't want prayers. I don't want thoughts. I want gun control, she said.
I want gun control, too.
I want gun control, 3.
I think most people want gun control. And, you know, you can blame the NRA and the money that they pour into this and our politicians who do nothing.
Well,
they offer only thoughts and prayers and nothing else. Gun control ever happens.
Every time this comes up, there's the other side that writes in, and what they say is the black market is where people are going to get guns. So whether they get them legally or, and I don't know what the answer to gun control is. It's like one of those weird situations where everyone seems to be paralyzed. That no action or inaction, there's no action that will work. And I don't know what the answer is.
If we were to do sensible gun control, I get you on the black market thing, but then at least you'd know that a person with a gun was a bad person. You would know that. Everyone would know it. It wouldn't be some guy who's foolishly flashing his licensed pistol or what have you. The cops would know. The cops would be better armed than the bad guys. You know, that's the thing. A cop died. Cops responded. Cops were there on scene. And still, you know, the good guy with the gun did not save the rest of the people and could not even save themselves.
No, like, he died.
This is going to take some brave people in Washington if it ever happens. I personally do not believe there are people brave enough in Washington to get this ball rolling. If we outlawed guns and made it incredibly difficult and limited the number and limited the magazine sizes and limited the types of guns that the average person could attain, we could do some good. It would be possible, but the NRA will simply not allow that. There are even guns that will only go, they are fingerprinted to, there's technology that makes it so only the owner of the gun can fire it. No child could find that gun and potentially shoot themselves or a friend.
I've never heard of that.
Well, that's because the NRA will not allow it. The NRA will not allow that to be put on guns.
Hmm.
Which, to me, is so you just want people to be able to shoot whatever. They don't want any restrictions on guns. That technology is available.
I've never heard of that. All right, moving on to YouTube. According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, top reason why people go to YouTube now is to learn new things. And they're right.
Yes, absolutely.
It is.
When I have a question, that's where I go. How do I?
Yep. It's the place where it's everything, too. It's every single thing. It's all kinds of home projects that I'm going to do. What are those things? The outdoor nest cams I'm putting all around the outside of my house. There's YouTube videos telling you how to do it. I had a squeaky shoe. Remember that? I had a squeaky. This shoe would squeak when I'd walk, and I'm like, I can't wear them if I'm gonna be noisy everywhere.
What was the solution for that?
It was like take a piece of sandpaper and sand the inside pad of so that the tongue and the padding won't rub. And I sanded it, and sure enough, those shoes stopped squeaking. It's like every
This
thing.
Is why I think that things like the Google Home Hub are going to be the wave of the future. Ding, ding, shame. We're totally endorsing them. This
right.
is not paid commercial. But I say to it, how do I poach the perfect egg? And it will pop up a YouTube video and start playing it.
Well,
and here's how you do it. Okay, pause that. All right, back that up. It's unbelievable.
So this is the thing. YouTube is also how you can learn how to play a song on guitar.
Right.
It is really handy and works for a lot of different things. How to fix your phone, whatever. So that's what people mostly are using it. How to figure out how to do things that they haven't done before is why people
And a
are...
lot of those how-to videos, too, have a kajillion views on them. Like, you're not the only one looking for how
oh,
to
right.
fix your squeaky shoe or what
right.
have you.
No, absolutely. It's incredible.
It is.
I love it. That's
oh,
one of the great...
Future.
Well...
When you can ask the ethers to tell you how to do something, and sure enough, there's a vid for that.
51% say that's what they use YouTube for, mm-hmm. figuring out how to do things they haven't done before. And
right.
then it's down to, like, 28%. Where they say they just use it to pass time and watch random stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly have done that. And I do call it the YouTube rabbit hole, where for mm-hmm. sure you watch one video and then it pops up these other videos and you go, yeah, I'll write that one too.
Well, the one
okay,
next
look
to it looks
one.
Like you need to check that too.
Right.
That wave looks dangerous. Let me see what that does to the guy.
That looks like an accident waiting to happen.
81% of parents with kids 11 or younger let their kids watch YouTube.
Mm.
That's my kid's into that.
Yeah. I
she
don't know
wants,
if there was
oh,
YouTube when my kids were
I need to thank
11.
The people, if I could.
Maybe.
You're welcome.
You weren't even here.
The people.
Yesterday, I'd mentioned some things about my kid, and in my home,
uh-huh.
There's some things where I look forward to my kid doing some chores and stuff.
Yes.
And last night, I said to my kid, before she got to walk away, I said...
From the table.
I need you to bring me those plates. And she said, okay. And she picked them one at a time. She picked them up and walked with, and she found the safe way through the various things in her way and got them one over. I'm like, the rest of it too. And she went and did it. And I was like, dang, I could have been having her do that for a year now.
Oh, so you're going to make her do it every night?
Every night.
And express to her, this is thank you for contributing to our household. You're doing your part.
I'm going to do that tonight
because yeah,
I don't
nice,
think I did
Vinny.
That last night.
Make her know that this isn't just some favor that she's doing for you.
Right.
This is her contributing.
Right.
It's
Thank
good.
You. Well, anyway, that happened
awesome.
Last night in my house. So,
Yay. What'd your girl say?
She was up feeding the baby or something. She'd already split with the kid. So, or with the baby. Anyway.
Hey,
quickly,
just on the... Oh, you just took it down. Yeah, the
oh,
YouTube
come.
Thing. The domain name YouTube.com was activated February 14th, 05. And the website was developed over the subsequent months. The first YouTube video titled Me at the Zoo shows co-founder, is it Jawed?
Jawed?
Jawed. Jawed Kareem at the San Diego Zoo. The video was uploaded April 23rd, 2005 and can still be viewed on the site. So it's 13 or so years old.
81% of parents with kids, 11 or younger, let their kids watch YouTube. I have the kids' YouTube. My kid's off the iPad because she was caught lying like a rat.
Still.
So she doesn't get to use Good. The iPad anymore.
When is she off?
She'll be to be determined by me at a future date.
Oh, wow.
Lying is unacceptable. And
Sucker.
She needs to know. She was told.
What was she told? Exactly.
She was told the first time I set the alarm for her, I told her, we're about to start building trust here.
And then what happened?
When this alarm goes off, you bring me this iPad. And as you continue to do that, I'll give you more minutes on here.
Uh-huh.
That's how that's going to work.
Right.
I need to be able to trust you. And you need to know that this is the way it works. And then... She didn't do it.
Well,
she shined me on.
But the thing that really got her off of it was when she came into the garage, right? And you and told you that mom had said it was okay or something.
Oh, no, that was a different lie.
Oh.
No, that was a whole other thing. No, that was a different thing.
Oh, I thought that's what this grounding from
this,
the iPad
yeah.
was.
No, she was on the iPad. The alarm went off and she just flipped it up and kept watching. And I finally realized, like, that little booger.
Yeah.
And I went into her room and she was like on her bed all
What alarm?
Yeah. And then she tried that. The alarm didn't go off. And I was like, you're making this way worse on yourself right now.
Were there tears?
Well,
there's
sure.
always tears. She's a 5-year-old girl.
She loves.
Oh, kids cry. They know it kills us. They do it because they know.
Do you look at her and go, stop crying right now?
No, I don't.
I'll give you something to cry about.
No,
you want something to cry about?
There's no hitting. There is no hitting in my house.
You want something to cry about?
So then what happened?
So then I said, you've just lost the iPad.
Until when?
You've lost the iPad for good.
Oh,
our trust has been
broken.
Well, until I decide to give it back to her.
Yeah.
Lying is the worst thing she can do.
Okay, what about the other thing? She's grounded from going to her friends.
Oh, that her mom handled, and I don't know what the ultimate.
Oh, that's what that was. She
went
down
to
mom said,
right, I can go. Right.
And she pulled a, mom said I can go as soon as you're done in the garage. And I went, well, I'm done, man. Have a good one. Later. And she went, okay, bye, and took off running. And when I went in the house, her mom goes, where's Isla? And I went, she was with me until I came in and said, you told her she could go to her friends. And she goes, oh, I'm so mad. And like, she's like, I haven't seen that.
Did you go down and get her?
No.
Who went and got her?
I don't know what her mom did.
Oh,
her
was
mom
it bedtime?
Was so mad. And I just went, oh.
Like, I could. Did she march down there to the
I don't
house
know if she.
Grab her by the ear?
No, I don't think she did. I actually think she waited. And then, ooh. But she was in big trouble.
You do the ear pull?
No. Oh. That was something my dad did. I don't like it.
You don't?
There's stuff
it's
that.
Effective.
I've done the
what?
Ear pull.
It is effective.
It is.
I just read, there's a study that I read. Yeah. There's different things that you're doing with there, but the humiliation stuff doesn't always work. It also works to put a wedge between you and your kid.
Oh, absolutely.
And that relationship forever. And that's what it did to me and my dad, for sure. We were never the way we should have been because of the stuff he did when I was a little kid.
Right.
No doubt.
Though you got closer as you
closer,
got older.
Closer, but the resentment that I had for him was like, you're not even trying, dude. You just fly off the handle, lose your bleep, and he didn't have control of it. Like, I just was all, ugh.
Ugly.
You're ugly, dude. And it was always like that. Like, my mom would go, we're going on vacation. And I'd be like, is he coming?
Oh, wow.
Because if he's coming, that's not vacation for me. That's a beating. No thanks. You know? That's
oh, yeah.
The way that, so that's what.
Bad.
If you ever wonder why I don't, when I say I don't hit my kid, that's why. That's not good.
Breaking the chains
right.
Bind me.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Numi cut her hair, bleached her eyebrows, and lived alone in Stockholm for almost a year to prepare for her role as Lisbeth.
Oh, so she made herself go a little bit crazy.
She's the best.
She is the Lisbeth. Best.
She is the best.
And those are the Swedish ones, right?
Yeah.
You should absolutely watch. That's what I was telling you when you weren't listening to me because you had your headphones on.
So Numi, though, is she an American actress?
I don't know. I really don't.
No,
I think
she's not.
Like a... I thought she was an English woman, but I'm not positive. You know, she speaks in Swedish in the movie, so maybe she's Swedish.
She is Swedish.
Noomi Rapace?
Yeah.
And if you're not familiar, whatever the, you know, TV in Sweden is, they did a series. These were in installments, these movies. They weren't actually movies. They were like little half-hour episodes, and someone cut them together and released them as movies, and they work. And they are subtitled, but they are... excellent. And you know, I've noticed that a lot of movies on Netflix and other places, you can find them with overdubs. So you don't even necessarily have to be.
Really?
Yes. Like, we've watched a lot of stuff, and you know, it kind of sucks because we watched this one show, Dark, which was shot in Germany.
Did you like it? I've had that recommended to me.
I really liked it. It is weird and good. And very reminiscent of like a German Stranger Things in its own way. So we selected the English overdubs, and it kind of sucks because you can tell that like something's being delivered a little more lightly than maybe it would have been.
Oh.
But it's superior to watching the subtitles. I find those, you got to read them and then you kind of miss what's happening on the screen. So I found a lot of things have overdubs, and you may be able to find those Swedish
Girl with the Dragon Tattoos with English overdubs.
Speaking of Netflix, Vinny, a new Narco season will be on Netflix next week.
Oh.
I fell off season two.
Oh.
Or was it season three? I'm not sure, but it wasn't the same. But this is like a... They're breaking away from that story.
Oh.
So it's going to be a different... I think it's the Mexican cartel.
Because you loved that first season.
The first one was so good. Really, really good. I highly recommend it. One last one before we go to break. 415 says, did you know the ad for Alice in Winterland does not say when it is? No dates given.
Huh.
When is it?
It's December 6th.
See you there.
Yeah. Can we let promotions know?
Yep.
That doesn't seem right.
Maybe they missed it.
Possibly. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got the new music. It's Friday. What's on tap? We'll find out.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.